to the early 1980s, where Adam Morris is in shock at hearing that his son Tom has left university to join the Moonies. And that's not all.
Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael. Episode 3. Adam Morris returned to Jocunda Road after learning that Francesca Fairfax had been murdered, apparently by her husband, and closed himself in his darkening study with a squared notebook open in front of him. He always wrote in his notebooks in ink. He took the pen to be more sincere than the typewriter.
Anyone around? Daddy? Didn't you hear me? Or are we playing hide-and-seek or something?
Something. How are you, Reg? You all right? Good party?
I'm absolutely fine. Excellent party. Shall I turn the light on? It's a bit Valhalla-ish in here. Are you aware?
Sure.
Dad, what's wrong? Something is.
Quite a lot, actually.
Did Tom not win his match? Grandma.
It's fine, as fine as can be expected. Your mother's coming home tomorrow. Tom didn't play his match.
I was afraid of that.
Were you just? Why?
Because I knew he was going through a few changes.
One bloody great change, it seems. What did he tell you? When?
He kept wanting to talk to you, but he was afraid.
Who are these sun and moon people?
Christian evangelists. There are scads of them, aren't there? With various stripes, isn't that what they say?
What the hell is he doing, Reg, doing this?
His own thing, I suppose.
He sold all his possessions. Pretty well, given the Reverend's soul the money. I'm ashamed at how much it hurts.
It's nothing to do with you.
That's what married people always say when their husbands or wives have been to bed with other people. And it always, always is something to do with them. And his racket, his record player, LPs, everything. I wish I liked whiskey, because I'd have a whiskey. No, I lack vices, really. A guardsman must be such a comfort at a time like this.
Manners, Dad. Remember who I am, okay? How about a cup of tea?
A vice to conjure with. Should I do something? Does he want me to do something? Scream, shout, plead.
Suffer.
What have I done to him? Hit me.
You're too much. You fill the room, you breathe all the oxygen. You're too clever and you've done too many things.
I always thought we got on very well, Tom and I.
That's probably part of what disturbs him. He's so like you in so many ways that...
I don't see that. I've lost my son.
He's alive. He'll be back.
I've lost Tom and he's glad. He's also threatening to drop out of Cambridge.
I know.
You're happy with your life, aren't you, Rach? Do you hate it when I call you Rach?
I only hate it when other people do.
I haven't told Barbara yet. You're the first person I've talked to. You're bad luck, as we used to say at school. Are you learning a lot?
I'm learning quite a lot.
I don't mean tonight.
I know. And yes, I do want to go to Cambridge. Or somewhere.
Whatever happens. Whatever happens. Don't ever fear to come to us. We'll always be on your side. Always.
You're not going to lose me, Daddy. Keep breathing.